Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have a big deal coming up on Friday here, which is just three more. Jane is inviting you for your chance to win an Adventures by Disney Rhine River cruise vacation for two. Holy guacamole. This is so crazy. On Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, we got the hidden Mickey. You'll know it when you hear it. Like, it's not going to be what you expect, though. So be listening for it. You'll know it. When it ends, be the 97th caller. And you win the trip. What? It's a Disney River cruise in Europe. You don't get qualified. You instantly win. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest for more information.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The Fremont Bank Foundation supports the community always. They gave $500,000 to Chabot Space and Science Center in Oakland to support science, technology, engineering, art, and math programming. Check out all they're doing at FremontBank.com. Today is going to be another nice day. It's going to be hot, highs in the 80s and 90s. I've already got clear skies overhead where I'm at. You should too.
Looks good.
And if you don't, you will. Here's what's happening. I wanted to start with Scott Budman. Is Scott Budman here? Let me check my little...
Yeah, he is. He's not on the Zoom because he's actually live at the courthouse.
Reporting
Scott
live
Budman
from the courthouse.
Checking in live from the scene. Good morning, Scott from NBC Bay
good
Area.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, buddy. So good. You're at the Elizabeth Holmes trial. You're there on the scene right now.
Yeah, so it has been going Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and it doesn't really start till, you know, 9-ish, but we have to get there early to make sure we get a seat, just in case it's one of those days where, you know, the fans show up. So far, it's pretty quiet this morning, though.
Okay, and so you have been, or is this your first day in the courthouse, or you have been going each of the days you mentioned?
Yeah, I've been going regularly, and we went through... jury selection, we went through the opening statements, and we're now in week two of testimony from former employees turned whistleblowers who have been talking about why they left the company, why they were nervous about the machines, why they thought things were going wrong as the prosecution tries to establish that maybe Elizabeth Holmes knew while she was telling investors that things were on a good path and that they were going to be able to change healthcare.
Everything is awesome.
These employees... Yeah, that there were actually problems. And so that's what they're trying to establish. And so it's been interesting to see the prosecution bringing forward these whistleblowers and then the defense trying to cross-examine them and attack their credibility.
Right. Well, that's... And so the setup is the prosecution has to lay out their case. The defense will then call their witnesses later. So, but from what you're seeing so far... Does it feel like this is a really it's a coin toss, or does it feel like she's toast,
doomed?
You know, it's so early that I think it's too early to say she's toast by a long shot. There's still so many people to call and so many things to cross-examine. you know, I've studied a lot. I covered the company. I knew sort of what the prosecution was going to do. But you never really know what the other side is going to do, how they're going to defend Elizabeth Holmes. And it's been interesting to see them say, hey, you might have thought there were problems, but you were a junior lab assistant surrounded by PhDs from MIT, and they didn't say anything. Now, maybe they didn't say anything because they had stock options and they just wanted everything to work out. But the defense is saying, hey, they didn't say anything because this takes a long time. And even while you get investment money, sometimes you just have to keep working before things are successful. And that's sort of what they're trying to prove is that, hey, here in Silicon Valley, a lot of companies make a lot of money before things work. And is that enough to throw someone in jail? Nah, it happens all the time. And then investors lick their wounds and move on. So it's really early in this whole thing. The judge says this could last 3 months. And there are still a lot of high-profile witnesses and board members and investors that are likely to come forward. And I'm really curious what they're going to say.
And is this as fascinating as it sounds in the tiny summary, or is this just the drudgery? Like, I get that this isn't a Law & Order episode, even though it totally feels like it.
It's a really good point. I'm fascinated, Sarah, and I must say I haven't covered all that much court in my time. You know, I've been covering businesses and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by the procedures. I'm fascinated by the back and forth. There are times when, you know, you'll be getting into it and it's like an episode of Law & Order. And then the lawyers say, oh, we have to discuss something. And they send the jury out. And for like an hour, they just talk about stuff that means nothing. And you're like, whoa. And so I get it. Court is a very slow process often. They're doing various serious things. They're trying to figure out, you know, should someone spend a big chunk of her life in jail? So I respect that process. But yeah, it is kind of fascinating. And it is like one of those drama shows where somebody will say something and somebody will stand up and I object. You know, all the stuff that you read about and see. Well, and just not having covered court, that's kind of new.
That is the height of being able to listen and react on behalf of your client. It's actually fascinating just to watch the defense and how they play it. Yeah, I mean, it's hard, you know, to know whether they can object in this moment. In some cases, sometimes obviously they're wrong for not objecting, but it's intense. I think that's really neat. So you think this is going to go on for a lot longer? In the meantime, you'll be out there 3 days a week. Is that right?
That's the plan until, you know, my bosses get bored of the whole thing. But I must say, the attention being paid to this.
Oh, did we just lose him?
Oh, I think we might have just lost Scott.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn it. I hope that wasn't one of those cars.
Yeah, I heard the car. Jesus. Right. My goodness.
Like, wow. Oh, there he is.
No.
Yay.
Oh, you're back.
Hey,
you got me?
Hey.
Yeah, we got you. We heard a car,
that.
And then you disappeared. So
there
we
was no Scott.
No, we're protected from cars. Let me just say, one of the things about how bizarre this whole thing, it's like our Silicon Valley soap opera. Everywhere I go, people want to know about it. At about 8 o'clock every morning, I start getting tweets. Are you there yet? You know, you haven't tweeted anything. I mean, people are so intensely into this.
Oh.
The other day, three young women in blonde hair and black turtlenecks showed up to go into court. And imagine if you're Elizabeth Holmes, you know, your life is on the line. You turn around and you see three people cosplaying you. I mean, it was like Halloween in there.
Doing a bit.
The other day, I was talking to a young married couple, a little younger than I was, and they told me they came down from Oakland. And this is like 7:30 in the morning. They had come down from Oakland, both took days off of their jobs to sit and just be in the same room as Elizabeth Holmes. They were so fascinated by this. And that's part of what we're seeing is spectators, like people who just want to show up and be part of the show.
What a weird thing.
And that's new.
Well,
weird fandom.
If you watch that, what's it called? The Inventor? Bio on her or the story on her. You know, she's interesting in that on one hand, you would want to have rooted for her. She's someone who was going big, a woman in a position of CEO. You were kind of rooting for her. And the actual technology would have been incredible.
Right.
And then it just turns out it's not. I mean, I've been sitting here. The thing that she could do And I guess she doesn't have the money for this anymore, and there's no way to have passed the technology on. But the idea that she could say, you didn't give me enough time to we've solved the problem. I have it. The machine works. It's right here. You want to see it? Like,
oh, that'd be great.
She's off the hook, right? If that were the case.
Well, then suddenly the money went to something that actually happened.
Right.
Well, listen, are you tweeting live during the day? Like, if something explosive happens, do you send it out on your Twitter?
I do, yes.
So people should be following Scott. Is it at Scott Budman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so simple. Yeah. It's so simple.
We try to make it simple.
Yeah, at Scott right, Budman Scott. On Twitter.
Hey, we want you to keep us up, so we'll talk to you again maybe next week, okay?
Absolutely. Anytime, you guys.
All right, thank you so much. That's Scott Budman from the Elizabeth Holmes trial right here in the Bay Area. She's on trial for, well, a bunch of stuff, but basically, what is it, corruption or...
And fraud and stealing all these investors' money and lying about what she had going on.
But I've thought about it a bunch of times. If she could just... I mean, clearly that's
the
problem.
Wheel the machine in. Right?
But if she could just go, I needed more time. We have in the time that I've had here, you know, being on trial, we've solved the problem. It works. Here it is.
She's because it is something we want. It would be great.
Absolutely.
If that thing
the
worked.
Technology to take a drop of blood instead of anyone who has to give blood knows this for whatever testing you're getting done. You give a lot of blood all the time. Mm-hmm. Sucks.
Yep.
This would be huge or would have been huge. It's clearly, and clearly she's not going to pull that thing out. So that's
too
nonsense.
Bad.
Okay, Sarah, I'm going to switch gears now. You had mentioned about the lesbian couple that is part of the story about the missing van travelers. Gabby, who we now think may have been killed. They're doing the autopsy on the body found in Wyoming today. That's the FBI's on that right now. The fiance / boyfriend, depending on what story you read, he is still on the run. And they are beginning they're on the East Coast, so they've probably already been searching for him for hours now. And I have not seen an update. So still on the run. The lesbian couple that was shot to death in Utah and reportedly had told friends they're worried about a weirdo who's camped near them and is freaking them out, and then they were later found shot. That's Kylan Carroll Schulte, 24, and Crystal Michelle Turner, 38. They're the lesbian couples that were last seen leaving a bar in Moab on Saturday. Later that night, the couple who often camped around there, I already told you the call that they'd made about a weirdo near them that was freaking them out. One of them didn't show up for work on Sunday, and since then, friends and family had been trying to locate them. In a news release, they say two women were found in the area. They were shot to death. The officials ruled gunshot wounds as the cause of death. So one thing that might tie this guy, the boyfriend or the fiance, to Gabby's murder is if he did have a gun and use that on her as well.
Oh, right.
So we'll see.
We don't know anything about how, because this body was found, but we don't know how the body became deceased.
We have no idea about that yet, or I haven't seen any reports of that yet. I think the FBI is trying to keep some of the facts to themselves.
I'm sure, right.
Even though this story has become, on TikTok,
enormous, right.
Twitter, everywhere else, there's a lot of Crime Stoppers out there trying to help solve this one.
Right.
So anyway, that's all I've got on them at the moment. We still don't know if he's a suspect in that as well as Gabby's disappearance.
But you see people like if these two are having a big, because apparently they fought loudly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So imagine, they hear a woman who seems like she's in distress and they go to help and see and aid. Like right when I heard this story a couple 10 days ago, whenever it was, I was like, oh, that guy killed her for sure, like that's obvious. And now I'm finding out about that. I think he killed these two as well. This is just me going out on a limb and totally speculating. This is what I believe.
Well, and I, you know, I didn't get a look at him and think the same thing, and I didn't know what to think as the stories, as this sort of captured the headlines, but there wasn't enough info for it yet. But when someone lawyers up, instead of saying, I want you to find her because I didn't do this.
I somehow lost her on our trip.
Or we fought and I left. Yeah. I needed to not be around that person. That's, you know, leaving in my mind is a crime because I'd be like, you left my daughter out in the middle of nowhere.
I will kill you. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that is a crime in my mind, but in reality, it's not a crime. But the whole, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm lawyering up and now I'm I've disappeared.
Right.
That's all super shady.
Before there was even a body.
Right. So you might be right. With all your jumping to conclusions, I just
think the worst of them.
Most definitely does not look good. You know, trick or treat. Halloween's right around the corner, everyone.
Oh, right around the corner.
And you know what they say, trick or treat. I love this trick. It's no big deal. It's minor, but fun.
Okay.
San Francisco prank artist turns the ghost town Google office into a spirit Halloween store. You know, you and I drive different directions when we leave our studio, when we work in the studio, which we'll be back in next week. I go around towards the South Bay and you head to the North Bay.
Yeah.
I pass this building on Embarcadero all the time where the Google sign is. And what someone did was they took a Spirit Halloween sign and covered the Google sign. So, you know how there it is.
Oh, my God.
So, you know how Spirit Halloween takes over empty locations? So, this was just a prank that I thought, well, that's fun. Nobody got hurt.
That is hilarious.
It's okay. It's no big deal. I mean, it's a kind of...
Did people start walking in there? Like, where's the Halloween stuff, Google?
I think most people probably got a laugh because the location's been empty. So...
Oh, maybe they did.
I don't know. Here's what there's another picture, Bryn, of it up. Like, it looks legit. They've covered the Google sign, and there it is. So, you know, you would have been... Anyway, that's
just
cute.
About... So, I'm looking... looks like we're looking south, and the bridge is right in front of us, and it's right there. It's one of those really pretty brick buildings.
Yeah.
That area has just become so gorgeous down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it used to be such a dump.
Well, you know... Tech money
does has cleaned that place right up.
Right.
And kicked everyone out.
Look at the time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some Jane love. 650 says, Jane's been on fire with the music lately. Love it.
Oh, great. Jane's on fire with the music. Yeah,
510 says, I work for a law firm that represented Theranos. That's the name of the company that Elizabeth Holmes started that was supposed to be creating this wonderful blood testing technology, which would eliminate needles. And you'd only have to get a drop to be able to do all this stuff with it.
Yeah.
Not sure when the firm dropped her, though. It's super interesting. It is interesting. And you would have rooted for a female CEO to
go absolutely huge. Right.
I mean, that's
a great idea, made it happen, and got rich off of it. Congratulations, lady.
The podcast covering Elizabeth Holmes was way better than the film done after.
Oh.
That's where the fans are coming from. Okay. I never heard that, but...
But of course there's a podcast about it.
Yeah, I thought the film told me all I needed to know, but either way, it'll be interesting to see what actually comes of it.
Yeah.
Like if they say, you didn't do anything wrong, I'm sure there's investors like going, what?
Million, billion, zillion dollars?
What? And Walgreens is like, what?
We can give you money for these machines that don't exist.
If you say so. Listen to this, and this is my last one because we're running out of time. I applied to Raya 3 months ago, still on the wait list. They give you, hold on, they give your Instagram profile to current members and they scroll through to see if you're hip enough to join. Evidently, cat pictures and bottles of wine don't make me cool enough to join the club.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. But that's a celebrity thing, right? So
I'll join.
It feels like, yeah, try and join it.
Oh,
that's great.
Coco.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see how that goes.
You can't. You're dating someone. You can't do that now. What about Beefcake?
I just want to see what celebrities I can get.
But what about your boyfriend there?
I don't have a...
Well, let's get an update on that boyfriend. The secret
All right, we're going to get an update. I don't know if I like this. Something happened? Oh, boy.
I guess we'll
I don't
see.
Know. We never heard anything yesterday. We got so distracted.
I regret bringing
different
this up.
Stuff. We didn't really get the...
All right.
All right. Well, anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Call me, maybe, in 10 years.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.